Anyway, I wanted to talk about and get maybe your input, because I'm not sure if I have enough to say. I wanted to start with the topic, what are we trying to accomplish as Rebbeim? And then how do we go about doing it? I think that's a pretty important question. So I wrote down four basic goals of being a Rebbe. And it's not necessarily in the order of importance. Probably it's in the opposite order of importance. But the first one is obviously to teach information. Right? We're teaching Yevamos, for example, in Beis Medrash. So we want the guys to know Mesachtas Yevamos. If you're learning Brachos and Chumash, you want your students to know Brachos, right? Oh boy. You can start again from the beginning. Yes, that's my introduction. So I have an excuse if it doesn't come out good. Okay, so we were discussing trying to figure out what is the goal of being a Rebbe. So I think there are four goals. The first and most simple goal is to teach the information that we're trying to teach, that the students should master the information. Let's just say over, and then we'll go over them again. The second one is to master skills. In other words, not just to know, let's say you're teaching Yevamos, that's the information. Skills would be how to learn a different Mesachta, Chumash, same thing. Okay. Third thing would be certain connections, love of learning, appreciation of Torah. We want the kids, the students, to feel a certain love for Torah, Yiddishkeit, and particularly for learning. And perhaps some of those, it's a little bit more than just technical skills, but like the emotional skills of learning. And then there's just proper Torah hashgafas, which we want to imbibe. Okay. So let's go over slowly. Okay, now, which I don't really want to talk about information because I'm not an expert teacher, and I assume most of you people here are much better teachers than I am, especially in the field that you're teaching. How do you teach information? I'm sure whenever you go to all these courses and that they have these, you know, it's the same. In that sense, it's probably no different than a Rebbe than an English teacher. English teacher wants to teach math. Also, Lahavdil wants the kids to know the math. So you want the kid to know this information, and you take the same courses and the same, you know, all the, what's it called? What's this new kind of classroom? Cooperative learning and everything else, and okay, and
that's not how you teach it, that's how they process it.
Okay, I don't even know, right? But I'm not discussing that. So the information, I think everyone hopefully knows better than me, how we teach information. Okay, so we'll move on to the next thing, skills. This happens to be a hashgafa of the Rosh Yeshiva that Tzau. I do not know if everyone in other yeshivas agreed with him. I don't think they all agreed as much. The yeshiva was much more into teaching skills over information. Meaning, for example, Chavetz Chaim was famous for going slow. Why were we going slow? It's because Reshiva felt that by going slow, you can teach skills. In other words, it's much easier for the Rebbe, the Rosh Yeshiva, to say a lecture and to say over a whole shir. He can say a whole shir in 1 hour, but then he didn't think the guys would get the skills. They would just get the information. So now you could give every day another lecture and every day another pupil shir, and I think Reshiva was great enough to do that. And, you know, and this is... And you would, the guys at the end of the year would know the Mesechta cold because they heard Shiurim on every daf and every amid of the Mesechta, but they didn't get the skills. So Reshiva held, that was definitely his shita, that skills is doiche information. We had that when I was a Rebbe in Eretz Yisrael. Most yeshivas in Eretz Yisrael had halacha classes where the guys came out, like in the girls' seminaries, they come out with these notebooks of all the practical halachas of Beirer and Hazara and Bishul, and people in the Reshiva felt that we should insist the guys should just learn Mishnah Berurah, because they get these classes, they have no skills, they just get memorized information, After a year or two, they will forget all the information. It's basically worthless. But if you teach them how to use a Mishnah Berurah, then the person has a skill his whole life. So the yeshiva, as a hashkafa, was always more focused on skills than information. Okay. Now, what does that mean, the ma'isa? So I think that there's two opposite things that it means. And one, the mamish opposites. One thing it would mean is that sometimes we teach less information to have more skills. There are certain information that does not really help the kids have any skills. I just had a mice. I don't remember whether it was with Rabbi Brigida's kids or in Vancouver when I was there, but one of my grandchildren started telling me over some medrash on the Parsha. The truth is, I was so embarrassed. I never heard of it. I don't know. It must be in the medrash says it somewhere, or they learned it in school. Some strange medrash about the Parsha. I don't understand, but I couldn't figure out what in the world in third grade, fourth grade, are you teaching the kids this weird medrash? Come on. Just teach them the pasuk, the Rashi, not Rashi, simple pasuk. If they teach them every single strange medrash, now I'm not denying the medrash is right, though it could have been a masho or a nimsho, I'm not chas v'shem having mak of emunah sachamim, but there's no skill in feeding the kids every single medrash on the parsha. Their skill is teaching them how to read a pasuk. They can read a pasuk if they can translate the words. And then they will be able to go on in a future time. So that's good. That's fine. If a person has a skill of reading a pasuk, but knowing a medrash that's outside, which doesn't even fit into the words of the pasuk, and doesn't even fit into the storyline of the parsha, and just no point. When I was in Eretz Yisrael, the Eretz Yisrael standards are very different. So my son in eighth grade had to take a bechina for Yeshiva Ketana, and it's a very hard test. He had to take a bechina in all Masechtos Makkos. He had to know Gemara, Rashi, and Tosfos, and all the Ritvas outside. Ritvas, we didn't have to know the Ritvas inside, just outside. So we learned every night. It was serious, because depending on how you did on that test meant which Yeshiva Ketana you would go into, and which Yeshiva Ketana meant which Yeshiva Gedolah you would go, and basically your whole future depended on this test. So kids took it very, very seriously. So he had to know, but it was besides, okay, so it wasn't, I mean, it was fine, Gemara, Rashi, Tosfos, okay, I don't know, I knew it well, but the Ritva, he didn't have to know inside, only outside. So the Ritvas, he would know like this. HaRitva Shoel, Yesh Tira, Me Gemara Zu, the Gemara, Me Gemara Acher. HaRitva Mitaretz, Ein Stira. Right? I hope you got my broken Hebrew. Right? That was it. He did not have to know what the Stira was from. He didn't have to know how he answered it. Because, just had to know. Like, I was like, what in the world is that for? There's no skill, no knowledge. He's not going to remember that in a week from now. He just have to be able to say by himself that on this line of Gemara, the Ritva asks if there's a stira. His answer is no stira. I don't know what the stira is. I don't know how he answered. And so information that isn't crucial. Obviously, crucial information you have to teach, even if it's not a skill. You have to teach that Adam Arishan was in the Gan Eden. You can't skip that. But information that's not crucial and doesn't give a skill, we sort of feel sometimes it's not important. Kids are not as important. Kids are going to forget it anyway. Let's be honest. They're probably going to forget it. So that's not where we should be spending our time. On the other hand, and this I think, we've discussed this many times, there's a major crisis in Beis Medrash, and I think I've heard it's everywhere, that kids cannot read. That's a major, major crisis. It's destroying Beis Medrash, because you can't have a Beis Medrash where kids come in, they can't read. They can't make leinings. And it's not just Beis Medrash. I'm sure it's the Kal V'chomer in high school. And how the kids supposed to learn on themselves? You would give them preparation time. They can't read. And you see kids coming to daven for the Amid, and they can't pronounce. It's a busha, a klima. You have kids they get up to daven, and they can't, and they some of them, their ivra is horrendous. Now, I shouldn't talk, because I can't pronounce words either, but I'm not as bad as some of these people, It's just, I mean, I know when I made bar mitzvah, my father almost had a heart attack from my bar mitzvah. But still, I don't think it was as bad as some of these kids. You know, there's a problem. Kids cannot read on any level. And that's probably a more important skill than all the Havana skills. Because if they can't read, they can't get to first base. So we have to teach, if we're teaching skills, sometimes we get so involved in teaching skills of Ian skills and Havana skills that we forget about the most basic skill of reading. And for whatever reason, in the good old days, kids knew how to read by themselves somehow or another. I don't know what it is, you know, but kids knew how to read. I remember, and I'm not, that when I came into ninth grade, I could make a laning, pretty good laning on a Gemara. Most guys, I'm sure I made a better lane than 90% of the base medrash guys, probably in my share. But, you know, but I don't know why. I don't know why. It's just the way it is. It's a society. There's something about today's society. Kids cannot read. So we have to push reading. And pushing reading means also covering more ground. Because the more ground we cover, the more they get exposed to reading. The more they see more vocabulary words. If you're learning in Ian one blot the whole year, then of course the kids can't read because they haven't barely seen anything, right? So we have to do, if we're teaching skills, we have to realize that today one of the most important skills is reading. And in a certain sense, it's even more important than Havana. And we have to push it and we have to spend more time in reading. Have to get the kids to read more. We have to get them test their reading. And we have to, I think, cover more ground. I hope I'm not saying happy curses. But I think that's what we have to do. We have to cover more ground because they have to be familiar. Now, covering ground, if the kids can't read it, you didn't accomplish anything. But you cover ground with the kids having a certain familiarity, even if they can't read every single word. You're exposing the people. You're improving their reading skills. And that seems to be the call of the hour. The biggest skill that the kids seem to be missing these days are reading. So and if they can't read, eventually it catches up to them where they can't succeed in yeshiva. They can't succeed in anything. They can't, after they leave yeshiva, they can't, what are they going to do? I remember when I was in Kotel, there was a Kotel guy who could not read. It was a bizarre. He used to ask me a shaitas and Mishnah Berurah. I would show him where it is. He would say, "What does it say?" I said, "I'm not telling you. You read it." He says, "I can't. You know, I'm sorry. I'm not telling you." But the guy, some people, if you can't read, you can't do anything in life. So we have to, a skill that we have to push is reading. Okay. What?
We're talking about reading. We're talking about pronouncing the words.
I'm talking about that. Yeah, that's also true. Yeah, that's also true. Everything. Everything. How to make a laning if they're dependent on each level. And Chumash, how to translate the words in the Chumash so they know Ivra, so that they can eventually read a Pasuk on their own, read a Rashi, or at least not on their own, they can understand it. They're getting the building blocks for understanding. And if they get over for Gemara, that they can follow the steps of Gemara. They know how it, you know, without. You know, I'm not saying we can't. Maybe it has to do with art, scrolls, whatever, which we can't. That's part of today's society. But whatever it is, kids have to be able to read a Gemara, to know where to put the punctuation and where to stop and where a question ends and answer begins. And they have to know what the words mean. They have to be familiar that certain key words, what they mean. And they have to be able to pronounce the words properly in Ivra too, in davening. And they get up for the Amid. They should be able to pronounce the words. You know, we shouldn't have that a person gets up to daven and you're embarrassed. That's a student in your school. It's just embarrassing. It's just, I don't know. It seems to be, I don't know why, but it seems to be a skill that is getting, for whatever, I'm sure there's, you know, explanation. I'm sure you could be able to give me an explanation why. But for whatever reason, whether it's cell phones, whether it's a certain type of TV that kids are watching, whether it's the texting, whether it's art scrolls, it's all of the above.
They need training how to be able to use an art scroll.
Okay. But whatever it is, kids do not, certain, the skill Right? They, people say they can't write sentences. I don't know, whatever it is. You know, maybe in English there's also the same problem. I don't know. But it's a major problem, and we have to deal with it. Yeah,
is it all yeshivas or just our yeshivas?
I don't know. I'm not, but I think it's in all yeshivas.
And
I don't know. No, that's right. I doubt it. They probably Hebrew.
There's a pressure to cover instead of being at the Rebbe's role now, instead of just teaching, it's also taking care of the kids. Because a lot of parents, as one parent said to me, I don't have time to take care of my kids.
Busy. Yeah, you have a problem. I can't help you, but you know that we're not. I'm not. I can't answer the problems, but just in theory, what we're trying to do. Obviously, you know, the yeshiva used to come to Eretz Yisrael. This I told this to all the guys every year, and they used to have a meeting. And the guys, every year, I knew because I was a Rebbe Nesher for 14 years, and every year the exact same thing happened. The guys would ask Rashiva, what should we be doing, you know, besides the regular stardom? I was always, someone always asked that question. Rashiva liked that question. And he would start going through, you should have two Musar Seders, because you should have a Musar Besoiris, and three Musar Seders, and a Chedra Nefesh Seder, and an Ian Seder, and Chazar of last year's Masechta, and a Chazar this year's Masechta a third time, and point to resistance, and doing the Rif, and then doing Yeshev Shemaisa, and he had a whole list. And the guys were all writing, until one guy would wake up, but how are we supposed to do all this? And she would say, I don't know. You know, it's not, I'm not saying it's humanly possible to do, but this is what we have to try and do. And then, you know, as good Rebbeim, you figure out how to do it and the best you can. But I do think that we have to be at least know that one of our, it's almost, I think it's more important, you have in the Gemara, chidude. What does it mean, a chidude? The chidude means that they ask a question that wasn't a good question, just to sharpen the students. Which means that you see clearly from the Gemara, and the Rabbi Yisrael has a piece on this, he says this explicitly, that skills is doiche information. Right? Chidude means you're teaching, that you're asking a question which is not relevant. There's no, it's not a good question. You made up a question that's not a good question. So the kids are not learning any right information from this question because it's not really a good question. It's a chidude. But the chidude is a skill. So skills take precedence over information. So I'm just saying that one of the skills that we must do, besides obviously thinking skills, which everyone knows and we're famous for, is, I'm sorry, I turned off my phone, is that we have to do reading skills. Okay, now let's go further. What?
Is there room in the keys for converting ideas to
turn? There's room, of course, yeah. That's also, yeah, I'm saying this. I don't consider myself a good rabbi. You have the experience. I never taught high school.
What's the goal of the kids?
But the goal of everything is the same thing, to teach yediyas and to teach skills. I'm just saying we hold that skills is more important than information. And you have to figure out how to make the best use of your time while you have to babysit and while you have to, right, do whatever you have to do. Everything is for both. You know, everything you do.
Even in teaching the skills, I think part of what the struggle with reading is that we're focusing on the teaching the reading skills, so that very much gets in the way of teaching the Havana.
Yeah, that's right. So you have to do both skills. But obviously you have to do... I'm just saying, I think I'm just making the point that 20 years ago, in a typical Chafetz Chaim meeting, the Rashiva would say, teach the Havana, those are the skills. I don't think he would talk about the reading skills. And we're sometimes, some of us are still stuck in 20 years ago. And we have to realize that in today's day and age, for whatever reason, there's a major skill that's missing is also reading. So, of course, we have to teach the Havana skills, but we also have to teach the reading skills, and almost the reading skills are almost more important.
So sometimes we just look over the fact that if the kid was thinking, he'd realize that he should have asked the Gemara, his parents is not answering the Kasha, but we got to focus on the reading, so you don't ask the Kasha, we're going back.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. You gotta sometimes you get your goal for today is that they should be familiar with the words, And okay, so yeah, instead of spending an hour trying to figure out that the, you know, they're not going to get it anyway, maybe. And you can, sometimes you have to decide.
That also passively affects our choice of mesechta. I know that we're stuck somewhat in our Ian, what we're doing.
Right.
An Ian may be a little different, but maybe even in middle school.
I'm not familiar with mesechta so much. I'm not such a bucket to know which mesechtas are better for reading, but it could be. It could be.
It's like, not in terms of reading, but like, let's say in Yavamas, for example, and Bikias, in some of the classes, doing the 15th and 16th parak, which a little easier and not more of Yavamas, but there's a lot of cheshbin, svara they have to really work through, and you're just going to do less black that way. And you're going to cover less red.
Yeah, okay. I hear some. Maybe we shouldn't. You're right. I didn't think that we got to get the kids have to know how to read. We're going to send them to base, you know, especially in high school, you send them to base medish, and you're a share. Okay, let's go further. We're managed getting back down. I didn't even get started yet. Baruch Hashem. Okay. So now the other skills that we wanted to talk about are much more harder to teach, and those are really loving learning and Torah Shkafas. Now, loving learning, it's one of my big complaints. This is not anything against anyone, but we live in a community. Baruch Hashem, Miami, not such a bad, I mean, I just came from Vancouver. I mean, I know we have to appreciate. You know, it's ain't a diamond. So there is people that went, you know, even, you know, people in the Baal Batim who went to yeshivas, there are supposed to be B'nai Torah, but in a little bit of a complaint, you don't see people learning as much as you would have expected. Some people you do. Some people, you know, are there, you know, Mamish, you know, Moshe Lerfield is here. It's amazing. But there are people that you know that, you know, you went to 15 years in yeshiva, whether it was whatever yeshiva, and like, how come I never see you? And I don't see you in the Kodo, I don't see you here, like, so it seems to be that people are missing. You know, there's something that the chinuch that we have to teach the kids is, we especially have to realize many of our kids aren't going to spend 15 years in yeshiva. But we want them to at least, that they should have a concept of koveya itim the Torah. And it seems to be a lacking in society. You know, should have open up a sefer once a week, Shabbos. You know, we have to teach that message that Torah is supreme. You got to learn Torah. We have to give that message. The message I used to learn with a certain gadol, Rav Shia. And after every time we would learn, almost every day we finished learning, he would say, this was better than ice cream. Now, you have to say, this was one of the gedolei hador. And you know, better than ice cream. I don't know if he ever ate ice cream. The truth is, really, ice cream didn't taste good. But it was... You know, but it was a message. You know, there was a message that he conveyed that learning Torah is the greatest thing, the greatest pleasure, the greatest schar. You know, it's a pachad. You speak to kids. Many, many kids do not know why do we learn Gemara? Why do we learn altogether? It's not relevant. Right? Why are we learning Gemara? It's not Nogea. Why are we learning Yevamos? Right, especially if they learn to have a show. We don't even do Yibum today. We don't do Chalitza. Right, so why in the world are we learning Yevamos? Half the kids don't know the answer to that. More than half, three quarters. Why are we learning?
Winning a
rise,
not
Yevamos. What?
Winning a
rise. But okay, but the concept of Talmud Torah Kineged Kulam, the concept of Barasi Yetzahara Barasi Torah Tavlin, that there's Kedusha Satara, that you know there's certain basic yesodas of the religion that we gotta convey to the kids. They have to know that you gotta, you know, that this is what we hold. That's what a Ben Torah is, someone whose life revolves around Torah. And, you know, the message, we have to convey somehow the message of why we're learning. We have to be excited ourselves about the learning, you know. Okay. And the last thing is Hashkaf is okay. What?
Loving learning because it's better there's the better than ice cream, really loving learning, and there's the herring, its hashivas, its importance, and making it a big part of your life.
Yeah, better than Eisim is pretty hard for a high school kid. But so that's, you can say it, but I don't think you can expect them to really buy in yet. Because it's very hard for them to hear that this is better than ice cream. But I still think you should say it, especially if you believe it. But the other thing is you could say that this is really, you know, what you said is that the Torah is a blueprint. I've heard you say, you know, Torah is a blueprint of happiness. Hashem created the person. This is a manual. Hashem knows what makes us happy. It gives us, you know, there's a logical aspect of Torah and a mystical aspect of Torah, and it gives us mystical Kedusha, and, you know, and it gives us fulfillment, and, you know, and it gives us the greatest car, even if you don't, you know, even if you don't get anything, you know, just the greatest reward. Kids have to know. They have to know why they're learning. They have to, and somehow they have to, at some point, they have to be mash of it. You know. Anyway, what it really comes down to, and I think this is a major point, is that how do we convey those messages to our students, especially because we're in a society where they get different messages from so many other people. Very often, their parents are not. You know, they don't agree with the messages that we're trying to teach. You know, I'm not supposed to say that in public, that we're sometimes out against the parents, and we're, you know, public will tell the parents, of course, you know, you want your son to go to college, oh, for sure, you know, we're ready. But between me and you, we don't want their son to go to college, you know, maybe, okay, but we want him, if he has the potential to be really a Talmud Chacham, we want him to be a Talmud Chacham. And even if he doesn't have, you know, whatever level. And we want them to be B'nai Torah. Even if a person is not staying into learning. There is such a thing as a Baal Bus who's a Ben Torah, right? Who understands. So we have to convey those hashgafas of Torah. You know, the difference between a Ben Torah's hashgafa, who's a Baal Bus, Ben Torah Baal Bus, and the modern world hashgafa, is the pressure, is how much Torah plays a role in your life. Do you, you know, following Das Torah, listening to Gedolim, you know, that, you know, do we talk about Gedolim? Do we makshiv Gedolim? Do we, you know, idolize Gedolim? Do we talk about how Gedolim have Das Torah that, you know, there's an election? So, you know, how do we decide who we should vote for? Well, you know, they say you should be said, well, you know, they're having a debate in class. I say, we should call up a god and ask him, you know. I think that message should be given over to the kids, that it's a very important message. And basic hashkafas, we believe there's a Torah opinion, you know, that there was a Torah opinion on who you should vote for. It's not just you say this way, I say that way. It's, you know, Torah has an opinion. Lemaisa, in order I wrote a sheet here. I know I'm running already late, and There's a very beautiful Sefer HaYashar. This is Reshiva quoted it. I couldn't find quickly the Sefer in the Yeshiva, so I just photocopied the quote. Sefer HaYashar Rabbeinu Tam says as follows, Kasher Yumad Ezulaso, if you're giving teaching, O Yisra Tamidav, or you're giving Musar, Al Yishkach Liyasar Nafsho Imo, don't forget to include yourself. Kilo Nochon Odom Liyasar Laso Mashen Oso, for it was not right to teach others if you don't believe it. But besides which, if you believe it, then it'll go in. But if you don't believe it, they're not going to accept it. First one, give me Musar. And I wonder if the guy's sincere. I would see. If it go in, then I know he's sincere. So he's saying a very interesting thing, that there are many people, he's talking about a Rebbe, he's talking about obviously a Talmud Chacham, they give Musar, and they don't really believe what they're saying, which I suspect we're included in that too sometimes. We don't realize there's, we don't, you know, there obviously there are different levels of belief. Of course, on some level we believe. It's like the famous Chazon Ish, it talks about Bitochen. Everyone will say Bitochen, Bitochen, Bitochen. But then when a tragedy strikes the person himself, you know, he tells this famous story, the guy who said, be talking, and then when it actually happened, he fainted. You know, it's easy to say the words, but do we really believe it? So when we give Musa to the Talmidim, Very likely the reason why our Talmidim are not accepting our Musar is because we don't believe in ourselves. Right? We don't, you know, we want them to be Machshav Torah. Are we really Machshav Torah? You know, that's I mean, we know, of course we say the words, yeah, Torah is so important. But if we're not Machshav it really, we just say the words, so how do we expect our Talmidim to be Machshav? Because he says clearly, there's some way that Talmidim can pick up whether or not you really mean it. And if we're not, we might think we're sincere, but when we're going to get Musar, and it's worthless, because the Talmud is going to pick up that somehow or another the Rebbe doesn't really mean it. Right? I know this in the yeshiva. I don't remember who it was. It was not me. I'm not taking responsibility for this one. But there was a certain guy in the yeshiva who was a young whippersnapper, and he was having some hashgafa in the yeshiva. The yeshiva held that person should stay in the yeshiva for many years before you go into chinuch, l'chatchila. Obviously, b'diyak, different, but l'chatchila, he held you should stay many years, whether it's 14 years, 10 years, whatever it is. Some people more or less. So one of the guys, this young, asked the yeshiva a fine question, that there's a guy in the kolo who's leaving yeshiva. He was in yeshiva for 14 years, whatever, he's going to chinuch with the yeshiva's blessing. I've been in the yeshiva for 2-3 years, and I learn better than that guy. You know, as I say, you know, I'm telling you, I learn better. I know. I talk to the guy in learning, I learn better than him. I'm smarter, I'm sharper, I'm faster. I learn better. I can make a better shmooze, a better pshat, a better pilpush, whatever it is. So if he can go out in chinuch, why do I have to stay for 10 years? He's going out, why can't I go out? So yeshiva used to say, I heard it so many times, that in order to succeed in being a good rabbi is not necessary to be able to be on the super, you know, high level of Amkus and Ian. That's not necessarily going to be called on in your teaching. Obviously, the better you are, the better, but that's not necessarily the ikker. What you need is sincerity, commitment, because the Talmidim pick up how sincere you are. And you need, that's what you need your 10 or 14 years for. Because since you might think you're just as good, and you might be in learning just as good, but you can't be as sincere if you haven't spent the time in yeshiva. It's like, sincerity takes time. It doesn't just come just overnight. You're in yeshiva for a year, and you become the most sincere guy in the world. You know, it's easy come, easy go. So that's something we got to work on, that we got to be our own. We have to work. I think a major problem, I don't say major problem, but a major suggestion is that we have to also work on ourselves. That we got to be more, we have to make sure that we buy in ourselves. Which gets to the next point, is how do we work on ourselves? Is that by actually doing it. Right, you read the Or Yechezkel. This is a letter from Rav Chazkel Levinson. To a person who was going into chinuch into a relatively modern-day school, which is pretty similar to our situation. So it's a very interesting letter. So he says, He heard from Rav Yeruchim. This Rav Chatzko, he was a Talmid Rav Yeruchim. So when he heard from Rav Yeruchim, the Mashkiach from the Mir, Ki reishis for ikerhu, the most important thing, hanhoga atzmisha mashkiach. If you want to be a successful mashkiach, you have to yourself act the right way. Ki zois apuura ayoser mihira. This is the fastest way. Sheheim atalmid mislamdim v'nimshochem achrav. You see, I can't read either. That this is a way that they will learn to follow you. Kinyan shamlu merav donim alach Hashem. Yan, why is it true? Ki darken shal tamidim sheinim shochem achar rabim. There's the best way to be mashkiach on a Talmud is by doing it yourself. Because, first of all, by doing it yourself, it makes yourself kind of more. And then we have the Rabbeinu Yasher, Sefer Yasher, that yaitzim alev nechnasim alev. Plus, they learn from your example. So Talmidim have to see that we not just say what we say, but we have to act it. It's even brought down in the Musar Sfarim that we're very big in tznius. You know, we're not supposed to show off our midas. But if for the sake of chinuch, you're allowed to show off your midas. Right? In other words, I want to learn at 2 o'clock in the morning, and I don't learn at 2 o'clock in the morning. But let's say I should do it. Pristinus. No one has to know that I'm learning for 2 o'clock in the morning. But if it would inspire the talmidim, yeah, you should earn the base measure at 2 o'clock in the morning, because that's part of being for the sake of the talmidim learn from seeing the rebbe. So it's important to the rebbe has to go ahead. The talmidim should see the rebbe in the base medrash, right? That's important. That's you can get all the talks in the world about how important Torah is, but if the talmidim don't see the rebbe himself learning Torah, so it's worth it. First of all, it's probably a siman that the rebbe himself doesn't really believe it, even though you say it. But you know, hurrah! If you really believed it, why aren't you practicing it? Shikol kasha. But second of all, even if you do believe it, and you do, and you have special reasons, but the Talmud needs to see it. He needs to see. Seeing is one of the greatest hashpahs. So sometimes it's the best hashpah is not what we say, it's what we do. Actions speak much louder than words. Everyone always says that. So we want to be mashpia on our Talmidim. One of the most important hashpah, more than the information, and probably even more important than the skills, is teaching the right hashkafas. We have to act them out ourselves. You know, they have to see that we hold of these hashkafas. Right? Someone gave an example. You know, if the yeshiva is makbid, going to be makbid on davening, and then the rebbe himself. But the question is he makbid on davening? You know, so then what's the you know? It's not going to be. It's a joke. Yeshiva used to have, I don't know if the people remember, it goes back too many, the gold diggers from Israel? No one was in those times? That's 4 year time. Yeshiva used to make, you know, you remember gold? No? Okay. You know, no, also talking. Yeshiva used to talk about the gold diggers from Israel? No. Okay, it's an earlier diary. It used to be the minig in Israel, was a very poor country. So the Israelis would come to America and get jobs at teaching in these schools. They would get good salaries compared to what they got in Israel. And they came to make money. And then they would teach for a few years and go back to Israel. Shiva hated them with a passion. He says, be a Rebbe so you can make money? That's your, you know, that's what you're coming for? You're not, he says, you'll never hashbah. You know, you came from Israel. The schools used to love it. Because we have a teacher from Israel in those days, you know, that was so chashuv, and they talk in Hebrew and Israeli culture. But, you know, because the teacher didn't really believe in what he was teaching, right? A teacher, if you want to be a successful rabbi, a person has to believe that this is the greatest profession in the world. I am the luckiest person in the whole world, you know, and you have to give that message to your Talmidim that you believe in it. You believe in what you're teaching. You believe in the hashkafas. You know, it's like, you know, that you have to practice what we preach. It says here in the, we're running out of time. So there's an O.O. Yaakov. This is a very, very famous thing. This is from the Duvna Magid. The Duvna Magid said that, if they quoted the Gra, that the way to teach is you fill up a big cup and then a little cup's around it, and you keep on pouring into the big cup, and then the spill off goes into the little cups. He says, the only way to teach is you have to pour into yourself. If you're not a gadol yourself, then you tell me then won't grow. Now, on one hand, we happen to believe not like that. That's what, okay, I don't have time. Because you read the Makna, Rabbi Moshe Chait used to always call it the Makna, that a Rebbe can't worry about himself, has to worry about the Talmidim. But they're both right. You have to worry about the Talmidim, but the best way to worry about the Talmidim is by worrying about yourself. If you don't, you know, the Talmud, we believe, comes before the Rebbe. Because that's your job. And your job is, and you have an achrayas, and you took that achrayas. So now you're achroy to give up yourself for your Talmud. But the best way to very often to take care of the Talmud is by worrying about yourself. So it's not a stira. You know, there's, even though this Duvna Magid and the Haflah seem to say the opposite, but that's a shtim. The Duvna Magid says that you have to put the ikar work on yourself, and then it spills over to Talmidim. The Machna says that you're not supposed to think about yourself. You're only supposed to think about the Talmidim. But there's the answer, they both are right. The Iker focus has to be our Talmidim. But the way to succeed and be Mashbi on our Talmidim is that we have to be ourselves, you know, stronger. So the stronger we are, the stronger our commitments are, the stronger our Dvaram HaYotzim in Alev, Nichnasim in Alev, then we'll have more Hashpah on the Talmidim. And the more, you know, the more the Talmidim see that we're acting, and the more we keep our own starim, and you know, the we talk about learning, and yet we're too busy to learn ourselves. So then, you know, so that's what kind of message is that? It's like the Rishiva, you would say that a guy can't be a rabbi in a shul, has a parking lot, because you know, you talk about Shemir Shabbos, and then you tell them, and then everyone drives to shul on Shabbos. So you talk about learning, but you yourself have no time to learn. So there's no message there. So we have to try. Anyway, okay, that's the big one I wanted to say. So just to summarize, because they're running late, I want to make Marv, that I think there's four things we have to try and teach. The information, which I'm assuming everyone is experts, bigger than me. Skills, I think, is doiche information. And we have to think about that. It's easier to teach information than skills. Skills is you have to be a lamdan to teach skills. You have to figure out what the skill is and how to teach it. And included in that, I think that today one of the main skills is reading, both pronunciation, ivra, plain, pashut, saying the words, and you know, and understanding, translation, to know what the words mean. And that's a main skill that people just don't have it today. Besides the Havana skills, which are, of course, important. And Hashkafas, the way we must teach Hashkafas, because that's, you know, we're in a society a lot of the kids don't come up with aren't growing up with our Hashkafas at home. And the main way we can teach Hashkafas is that we have to believe in ourselves and practice it ourselves. And the more we believe in ourselves and practice it ourselves, so then when we say it, and we have to try and say it with conviction and make sure we really mean it, especially when we practice it, then we'll be successful and be mashpi on the Talmidim.